Hello.
Hi, my name is George. I'm conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavior Health Division. Your number was selected at random and will not be collecting any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me your age?
50.
And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Would that be transgender? Questioning not sure of my gender identity, or something else first better?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, with the following, I would like to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substance. If you're not sure about the answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical prescribed marijuana by a doctor. Here's the first one. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
All the time.
Would you say daily or once a week?
Daily.
And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in the form of ash, oil, pot, or weed?
All the time.
And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
All the time.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. And if you don't agree or disagree, just let me know for each statement. And I will also I'm also going to ask your opinion about what most adults in your community think. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. Here's the first one.
Are you a recording?
Nope.
You're a human?
Yes.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Okay. Here's the first one. The following says, most adults in my community think we should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Explain that again. I didn't quite understand that. That adults should be able to use marijuana?
Most adults in my community think we should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
No.
Do you
Absolutely
strongly
not.
Agree? Agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
The following says, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
When they're 18, I think they should be allowed to, like the law used to be.
Okay. But for this question now, the one that says most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use cigarettes, do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Okay, you got to say that one again. Some of these get kind of confusing.
Okay. This one here says most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly disagree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree.
My community should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly disagree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who...
Wait, hold on. Back up to that other one. Was that to make it so that you can get marijuana
it says,
for kids?
It says my community
should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Make it illegal for, yeah, strongly agree. The way they're worded is kind of confusing. I'm sorry.
The other one says most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly disagree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I don't totally agree with that. Because if it's medical, it's a different story. But you're talking illegal, right?
This is what the statement says. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I disagree with that.
Disagree or strongly disagree?
Just disagree. I mean, if it's for medical stuff, it's a different story. Cancer, there's, you know, severe anxieties, you know, things like that. I can see a child being used for that, even for seizures.
Okay. And this other one here says, and thank you so much for your patience. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I agree. It should be talked about.
The following says parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Can you say that again?
Sure. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly disagree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree.
And thank you for your patience. We're starting to wrap this up. The following says, vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Okay, sorry. Read that one again. That one was confusing.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Still don't understand. I'm sorry. That one is like the way it's worded. It's horrible. Sorry. Whoever came up with these were terrible.
Okay. The following says, most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Disagree.
Most adults in my community think parents or and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
And this one here says, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. We're at 95%. Now, I'm just going to ask you
some. Oh, God, thank God. These are like the same question over and over, but just rearranged just two words, and it's really confusing.
Now, I'm just going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. Here's the first
one.
How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Rarely.
Would you say try it once or twice, or once or twice a year, or once a month, twice a month?
Once or twice a year.
Okay. And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form, other than medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor?
None.
And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
None.
Okay. And just a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen, heard messages or material that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Okay, let me see if I get this right. So, me seeing children like abs?
Oh, what they're asking
saying that
is
children aren't using it?
Well, what they're asking is, so far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or material that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say every day or almost every day, a few times a week, a few times
a few
month?
A few times a week.
A few times a week,
a few
okay.
times a week, yeah.
And how do you best describe yourself, white, Hispanic, or Latino, a black African-American, Asian?
I would describe myself as I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay. So do you think of yourself as Hispanic or Latino?
Hispanic.
Okay. And as a token of our appreciation, the Substance Prevention Education and Action Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive. Up to a total donation of $3,000, please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf. I have Rangers Supporting Rangers, Community Scholarship Foundation, or Forest Lake Family Pathway.
Forest Lake Family Pathway.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great night. Thank you again.
Thank you very much. Yep.
You're welcome.